Hello, on Saturday, the 22nd of April, this is Andrew from Optimum Racing. There's one bet for us today. It's in the Air 150, number 3, Sail Away, and the stake is £15 each way. Well, Sail Away has always kept some decent company since being sent chasing. Indeed, on his debut over fences, he finished second to Corrack Rambler at Aintree. He ended last season in good style, finishing third behind Accelerator Express, that was also at Aintree, over 3 miles and one, before bolting up over 3 miles in a small field at Warwick. Now, he reappeared 10 months later at Chepstow last month, and over an inadequate 2.5 mile trip, did really well, despite racing a little bit freely early on and setting fractions that were probably too strong in the early stages. He finished second to Jetwell, who was the odds-on favourite. That race should have put him spot on for this. The ground was soft enough for him that day as well. Conditions today should be ideal. He just looks overpriced here, back over 3 miles in this 150 contest. The favourite is City Chief. He's won his last two starts, but they've both been small field affairs. He won a three-runner race at Hereford, where he made a couple of mistakes before comfortably beating Coconut Splash, and then beat O'Toole in a race that fell apart somewhat at Wetherby. He's clearly got plenty of ability, but on what we've seen so far over fences, I thought the discrepancy in the prices between him and our bet Sail Away was too big. Oscar Elite, well, he came back to a bit of form at Ascot in February after being in the doldrums. He put up a fair performance that day. Again, only a small field, but nevertheless, impressively beat Bold Endeavour. And he ran with a fair bit of credit on his only subsequent start in the Ultima Chase at Cheltenham, finishing 5th of 23 behind Corrack Rambler. He's bled in the past, however, and you just wonder whether he can back that performance up now. I thought his price was a little bit skinny, all things considered. Of the Irish pair, well, where it all began, I'm not convinced about this one's jumping. He's had three starts over fences, and he can be a little bit deliberate at times over his obstacles. And his overall level of form, well, it doesn't look overly strong for the grade. Perhaps more interesting is Temptation in Milan, who, having won a big field handicap at Navan over 3 miles in February, finished third of 12 last time behind Better Times Ahead. That was on heavy ground. But I thought he had a bit to find if he was to mix it with the first two or three in the bet in here. So Sail Away, £15 each way is the bet in the 150. The 150, well, another Skelton horse here looks to have a decent opportunity of getting back to winning ways. And that's number 4 on the card, Frère Damet. Now, he won back-to-back races at Kempton and Newbury before finishing second to subsequent winner Black Jerry at Ascot last time. But that sort of form certainly sets the standard here. And, well, I quite like his chances. The only thing I don't like is the price, 15-8. Not big enough to tempt me in. Of his rivals, well, there are a couple you'd have to consider here, certainly with each way claims. And the two that I preferred of the remainder were Return Ticket, who came back to winning ways last time and won this race 12 months ago, and Coast Guard Station, who's done reasonably well, albeit he's taken on a stronger company this afternoon. He's done reasonably well since going chasing. But Frère Damet, certainly the one to beat there. The price, though, well, the price, I think, tells you how strong his chance is. There's no edge from my point of view there. I think there might be a small edge, though, in the 3 o'clock on number 2, Balco Coastal. He's only 2-1, so not big prices, sure, but early on this season, he looked a decent novice chaser in the making. He found it all too much last time in the Turners at Cheltenham, but these are much calmer waters. And if you look at the performance he put up prior to that, when chasing home Jerry Colomb with another today's rival, Thunder Rock, back in third, well, that's rock-solid form. If he can bounce back to that, he's going to take a great deal of beating. Biggest danger for me, well, possibly that's all right, Gino. He'd have been unsuited by the soft ground at Cheltenham last time, but run well previously behind Stage Star at Cheltenham and then behind Solo at Kempton. But I say Balco Coastal, the preference there. The Scottish Grand Nationals due off at 3:35, and this is a wide open renewal. I have to say that certainly the strongest recent form on offer is that of number 3, Monbeg Genius. I know they're a little bit concerned about the drying ground, but there should be enough juice in it for him. Third to last time out in the Ultimate behind Korak Rambler. That reads very strong form indeed. However, this is almost a mile further, and it's just an unknown whether he stays. Last week, Korak Rambler was an unknown. He proved by no uncertain manner that he stays marathon trips, winning the Grand National. His previous try beyond 3.5 miles, though, wasn't that convincing, where he weakened in the closing stages. And there were plenty of horses last week that just simply didn't get home. And it'll be the same story here. Lots of these got real solid form over 3 miles. But whether they can adapt to this marathon trip is another matter. So Monbeg Genius certainly looks the class horse in the race. And I think he's progressing really nicely. But the trip, well, you just take a chance if you play. No chance with the trip as far as your own story is concerned. And I still think he's a progressive type. Whether he's quite got the class to win this remains to be seen. But he's nevertheless a leading player. I'd certainly prefer him to Kitty's Light, who comes here having won the Ida last time, despite making numerous errors. And his jumping is certainly still a concern. A couple of big prices who, again, you've got no stamina issues over. Numbers 19, Magna Sam, and number 21, Flower of Scotland. I thought both those were overpriced at 20-1 and 16-1 respectively. They finished first and third in the Edinburgh National last time at Musselburgh. Magna Sam, new connections. I think that was his first start for the yard. Certainly hadn't been there long. And he could progress again. And although, as I say, he doesn't have the same sort of class as the likes of Monbeg Genius, he's got plenty of stamina. He jumped really well last time. And as I say, along with Flower of Scotland, they were the two I thought were overpriced. But it's a fiercely competitive race. Banger, the 140. Well, Gabriel's Getaway is still an intended runner. He's won his last three, including yesterday evening at Exeter. And the time before that, when he won at Lingfield, he collared Madiba Passion in the closing stages. That was a very good performance on the clock. Madiba Passion went off and established quite a comfortable lead, quite a big lead at one stage, but just didn't quite get home. And he reportedly bled. That's a concern for me, but and he's certainly been, he's a 9-year-old now, he very likely raced, clearly fragile. And that just puts me off. But I thought on that form alone, he's got every chance of overturning that form with Gabriel's Getaway. I think both, providing takes a chance, both should go well. But I just got that niggling doubt in my mind now about the fact that he bled last time. The 2:50, just too complicated, too many question marks. And the 4 o'clock, I just thought was too difficult. Number 11, Hello Hello. Slight mishap last time at Ascot, but had been in good nick prior to that. He's shortlisted, as is number 3, Taste the Fear. And I thought number 5, Zestful Hope, could improve, having run well last time. Limited experience so far over fences. Good run at Ludlow. Just wavered in the closing stages. Hung a bit out to his left that day, which cost him second place. But he's likely to improve with that experience behind him. That's it. I'll be back tomorrow.